Happy Valentine's Day to all you jugs and jugheads. No, I'm just playing. Oh, I remember being in love when I was in college. I was in love. There was a girl, I won't mention her name, she was 2 years older than me. And I was in love with her, infatuated. My first, you know, I guess, big crush or big person to be in love with. And I remember we had broken up and she was messing with a guy that I knew. Well, in fact, the guy was on the track team. He was in the field events. We were with the sprinters. You know, we were kind of like something off of Higher Learning. I was Omar Epps and she was Tyra Banks. Or I was Omar Slep and she was Tyra Stank. But anyway, when I found out she was messing with this guy, you know, it crushed me. And you know, how I found out was in the worst way, you know, because two of my boys told me after they saw her stunting on me. Now, I never would have found out, really, because nobody really wanted to tell me, but my boys told me because she had stunted on me at a party. She said I didn't speak to her. She thought I was dating somebody else, just a whole bunch of mess. Anyway, she ran up on me and she pressed me about this other girl and all this stuff. So when they saw that, they said, we got to tell them. But when they told me, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready, y'all. I'll be real with you. You see, it's different when a man loves a woman. I think it's in a song. They say when a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on anything else. I would hit that note, but it's hard to hit that note. When a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. Y'all know the song. Anyway, I feel that song because it's true. A man loving a woman is way different than a woman loving a man. Boy, because when a man loves a woman and he gets his heart broke, he wants to die. I wanted to die. There was a song out, but there was a song that R. Kelly did. I know y'all mad at R. Kelly, but this song really epitomized what I felt like. I can't eat, baby. I can't sleep, baby. I can't live, baby. Without you in my life, I can't go on, baby. This is my song, baby. I don't wanna do nothing to her. No way, baby. And I can't do nothing if you're not around. I know y'all don't like R. Kelly, but that song really hit home. I mean, it really hit the mark on how I felt. When I found out, you know, I talked to her, I confronted her about it, I was upset, I couldn't believe it, and I was sick. I was sick. Now, don't get me wrong. She was acting like she wasn't messing with somebody else. Now, we gonna put that out there too, because she was stunting on me. But when I tell you, I was crushed. I had to talk to her. I had to talk to him. It didn't matter. I felt sick. I wanted to die. I was in my room, and my roommate came in, and he was like, bro, what's wrong? I said, man, it's over. He's like, it's over. I said, man, it's over. We in Arizona, man. Arizona State, I'm on the ground in the corner with a comforter over me. I made a mixtape. It's one of them big mixtapes. You know, the mixtape be like 60 minutes on one side and 60 minutes on the other side. I made a tape. I made put two songs on the tape, back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Now, this way before Meek Mill and Drake. I'm talking about I had How's It Going Down by DMX on there, and I had I Don't Want to Wait in Vain for Your Love by Bob Marley and the Wailers. That song, back to back, back to back, back to back. And I listened to that song for days, man, and I was sick. I didn't want to eat. I couldn't sleep. I didn't want to live. I prayed to God. I said, God, take this cup from me. I felt like Jesus in the garden. Take this. If it be any other way, Lord, please. Anyway, but I got past it. And it made me stronger. And I guess the moral to all this is, even though I got my heart broke, love is still a beautiful thing. I got to share my love with someone else that loved me too. And we ended up getting back together. We did. We actually got back together, but then we grew apart. But I just remember that. And I don't look back on those times as bad times. I look back on those times as great times because I got to experience love. And I got to experience love after that. And I just realized that love is such a beautiful thing, but love will be the one thing that will save us all. Because love takes away all selfishness. True love does. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. On this Valentine's Day, I want to talk about love, and I want to talk about true love. I want to talk about loving somebody to the point where you don't consider yourself. Now, I always say you got to love yourself, and my boys say you can't love God unless you love yourself. And I say, well, that does make sense because God created you, so you have to love God's creation before you love God. Because when you know who you are, then you can understand how good God really is. But love is the destroyer of selfishness. And I understand why God wants us to be married. I understand that marriage is difficult, but marriage shouldn't be difficult the whole marriage. And I'm gonna tell you why. Being unselfish is something that is learned. You have to master being unselfish. Meaning that when a baby is born, a baby is selfish. A baby doesn't want to leave the womb. A baby wants to be warm. A baby wants to get fed. A baby wants to get held. A baby's nature is selfish. The very nature of human beings is selfish. We have to learn to not be selfish. We have to learn that what we want isn't always what's best for everybody else. So I say all that to say that in a marriage, you should get to a point where being unselfish is second nature. All marriages fail for one reason, and it's selfishness. That's the number one destroyer of marriages. It's just being selfish. If you put the other person before you, that means the husband does it to the wife, and the wife does it to the husband, you all would never lose. There would be no reason for you all to have any problem with each other. He's putting me first and she's putting me first. In the Bible, it mentions the man loving the woman and the woman respecting the man. Well, you know why it says that? Because in a man's world, respect means more than love. Because in the end, respect will eventually grow into love. That's why. And the man is to love a woman for the reasons I said in the intro. When a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on anything else. But on top of that, when a man loves a woman, he will literally move a mountain for her. I'm talking about real love. Not that fake love, not that Instagram love, not that meme love. I'm talking about that real love. I'm talking about that love your grandparents had for each other or your parents had for each other. My aunt right now, my aunt Diane is hell. She is hell to deal with. She really is a goon though. My aunt is in her 70s and she looks, I'm talking about awesome. My aunt is the truth, but she hell to deal with now. She ain't easy to deal with. She's a load. But you know what I love about her? Is she's so loving. Like, she's unapologetically loving to folks that you think don't deserve it. She's like, nah, they deserve it. I'd be like, man, she loves unconditionally. I mean, folks done cussed her out. Folks done did her wrong. And she's still like, nah, you got to love her. And that's impressive to me. I actually look at her as like a superhero. She's like the version of Wonder Woman that I can see right now, because she is so loving. And I'm just learning from her all the time. And I admire her so much. But she's hell to deal with, though. I'm not going to lie to you. But when it comes to that loving, though, she has that down pat. And guess what? She's blessed because of that. Everybody loves my aunt. Even though my aunt is hard to deal with, everybody still loves my aunt. You know why? Because they know out of shadow of a doubt, she loves them. And she's not going to ever turn her back on anybody. It's my aunt Diane. Shout out to my aunt Diane. But marriages will last if we are unselfish. Even not wanting to get married is selfish, because you don't want to put your life in someone else's hands, and you don't want to put someone else's life above your own. It's selfish, and it's also fearful, but then it also could be brilliant too, because you may not want to go through the headache of getting to that place where you both are coasting, where you both got each other figured out. I'm not against marriage. I understand why God wanted us to be married, because the only thing that keeps us honest on this earth, and when I say honest, I mean metaphorically, the only thing that keeps us on our P's and Q's is to have someone else that we place above us. That way it will never be about us. Really, it was God's brilliant design to make us more like God. Because, you know, God's not like a man. God's not like a woman. God is a spirit. God is truth. God is love. So when God makes a move or God does something, it's for the benefit of everybody. Think about it. Humanity doesn't benefit God. We don't benefit God. This earth don't, nothing benefits God. But God is love, and God has to love. So in order for God to be God, God has to have something to love. Otherwise, God's not even fulfilled. Even God has a purpose, and the purpose is to love, because God is love. I would get deeper into it, but I'm gonna just cut that short right there. But the marriages could last if we were unselfish. So if you're gonna marry somebody, already have your mindset on putting them first forever. Hold on. Y'all think I'm playing. Hold on. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm not playing. Happy Valentine's Day. You see, the music back then was speaking to us. It was coming from the soul for real. Listen to what he says, though. Listen. Hold on. I've never been so much. He says so much. In love. But y'all ain't listening though. Hold on. Before. This is the first time I've been this much in love.
What a difference.
A true love made in life. Hold on, y'all. He said a true love made in my life. It made a difference. It was a benefit to him. So nice. Hold on, y'all. He said so nice and so right. Come on. It gave me something new I never felt. I never dreamed of. This is real love, y'all. Something's changed, though it's not the feeling I had before. He said it's much, much more. I keep telling y'all, that's love, man. I never knew that it was. Listen to me. your cup running over. With me. Come on. So much. It ain't making sense right now. What a difference. And when we walk hand in hand, he talking about loving this woman. Y'all tripping. I feel. How do you feel? How you feel? He said, I feel so real. That man felt fake before. Now he feel real. Come on, y'all. That's what folks say. They come and they go. He go the hardest line in the song right here. He go the hardest line. Do you hear what he just said? They're not there. What we have is much more than they can see. They're not there when you hold me and tell me you care. What we have is much more than they can see. This is love, y'all. What we have is much more than they can see. Y'all talking about Valentine's Day. Y'all talking about teddy bears and chocolate candy and roses. What we have is much more than they can see. Come on, man. What we have is much more than they can see. It's real love. This is real love, y'all. The display is good, but what's behind the hearts and the candies and the flowers and the dinner and the candlelight? Was a foundation built? We gotta build a castle of love. Build a fortress of love. Trump wanna build a wall. We gotta build something stronger than that. I'm talking about staying together forever. Come on, y'all. What we have is much more than they can see. Come on, y'all. Real love. I remember dating a young lady, and she was awesome. I mean, so loving and so caring, just wonderful, tall, beautiful, just everything. And let me say this, I have been blessed in my life. I don't have any horror stories with women. Now, many of you all confuse my commentary with thinking that I'm somehow salty or somehow have a problem with women, but honestly, I don't have any horror stories with women. I have been blessed to have great women in my life constantly and consistently. So much to the point where I could never lose hope in women. Anyway, this young lady that I was dating, I'm gonna tell you what she did for my birthday. It was my birthday and I had been struggling financially. And I was just starting to get back on my feet and I had just got a good job and I was starting to climb back up and I was really, you know, things had really turned around for me and she was there through the whole process. And so for my birthday, she gave me a birthday card. Do you know what she put in that card? She put her EBT card in that birthday card. She gave me her EBT card with the monthly food allowance money on it. She gave me an EBT card full. Now, y'all listening and saying, that's some ratchet love. What kind of ratchet? Listen, she was in college. And in college, a student qualified for food stamps, EBT card. And so for my birthday, she gave me her EBT card, y'all, so I could eat. Because she was there when I was struggling. And I have to say, that's one of the best gifts I ever got in my life. Because that came from the heart. She said, I'm going to make sure this man has food to eat. She gave me her EBT card. And I said, that's love. Even back then when I was young, I knew it. That's love. That thing almost floored me. you know, we used to be embarrassed to have food stamps going to the store. I was proud to have that EBT card. I held it up high, like it was a black card. That girl gave me her EBT card. That was love. That was so unselfish of her. That was an unselfish act. She wanted to make sure I have food in the refrigerator. As black folks say, the refrigerator. She wanted to make sure I have food, man. I'm just blessed. I'm so blessed. Oh my goodness. That meant so much to me. She's so awesome. Ah, that meant so much to me, man. And guess what? She married now. Those kind of attributes, to all ladies listening right now, those kind of attributes are going to get you married. If you desire to be married. Not getting married doesn't mean you're a failure in your life, ladies. Let me correct that. But if you desire to get married, those kind of attributes will get you married easily. No problem. The one thing a man values more than anything in this world, besides time, is a good woman. Because he gonna need time to spend with the good woman, so he has to value the time first. But second to time is a good woman. Because a good woman is priceless. Like that Mona Lisa hanging in the museum, or that Sistine Chapel ceiling, a good woman is priceless. Because a good woman will elevate a man's life. She will take him out of the atmosphere. A good woman. And the key to being a good woman is putting that man first. It may sound sexist, I'm sorry, but the key to being a good woman is putting that man first. You put that man first, and he's going to give you everything you desire. But yeah, that EBT though, that EBT card meant so much to me. And it just showed me what true love was. It showed me what being unselfish was. And it showed me what it is when somebody genuinely cares about your well-being. And I'm thankful I had that girl in my life. I'm blessed, y'all. I am truly blessed. My boy just did a podcast about growing love, and he really put in a great perspective the difference between showing love and growing love. Because when you grow love, something that's gonna last forever. You showing love is an act that's gonna fade away, but growing love means it's something that we can keep watering and tending to, and that thing will grow into a mighty oak tree or a redwood or a sequoia. Shoot, even a jungle, a forest. I just really want to drive home what love means and how much we need love. Folks that are loved are better people. If you look at all the people that are, I guess, damaging or destroying society, look and see what kind of love they got in their life. I guarantee they weren't loved. It's hard to receive a lot of love and be a bad person. It's going to be tough. It's hard to be loved on a lot and be a bad person. And this is why God is love. This is why God came down in this thing in human form and gave the ultimate sacrifice. Many of y'all don't believe it, and I understand, but just understand the principle behind this thing. Understand loving something so much or loving somebody so much that you're willing to pay the cost with your own life for that person. That's why the greatest act of love in the Bible is a person laying their life down for their friend. And you know why it's because of their friend? It's because a friend is somebody you chose. It's not your mother, it's not your father, not your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents. It's a person that you chose to love. And so when you choose to love them and you die for them, that is the ultimate sacrifice. That is the ultimate act of love, because that is what God did for us. God chose to love us. The old folks say, Well, we love God because he first loved us. And I understand the concept. God loved us first. So God took the initiative. I don't want to come on this thing preaching. I'm just telling y'all what love means to me and what love is and why ultimately love will save the world. Because love keeps us from being selfish. Love makes us put the best interest of the people around us first. And guess what? That's divine. That's honorable. I think it's a slogan that says, to err is human, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. You know why? Because forgiveness is love. Forgiveness is love. Not only love for the other person, let me say that again, not only love for the other person, but love for yourself. And so love can save the world. And eventually, love will save the world. So I want you all to thank God right now for not only loving you, but also allowing you and putting things in you so that folks will love you. That's a blessing and a gift too. Because as we know in society and in the world, everyone does not receive love. And so the goal is for us all to receive love. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox. And if you have somebody you love, tell them, kiss them, hug them, show them. As my boys say, grow them or grow that love with them. I want to thank you all for tuning in again to the Dirty Soapbox, where my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. Thank you. The Dirty Soapbox is not out here by itself. It is with a bunch of great other podcasts. And much like the Justice League or the Avengers is filled with superheroes, the Dirty Soapbox is no different. I just want to give a quick shout out to my comrades or my colleagues or my super friends. In my mind, everybody knows Chris, a great podcast. He also has The Men's Show. He also partners with me on Two Kings in a Pod. Mika Joy with The Truth Moment. Lamar Fernandez with The Steel Toe Boots. I'm really in great company with these podcasts. So I want to encourage you all to check out my super friends and their podcasts, and hopefully we'll be able to be a benefit to your life. Thank you.